Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Tenney, Brother, G.C. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales. May 11, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Tenney, I hardly know how to address my letter, but I will send this letter to you and ask you to place it in the hands of the ones who should have it. I know not who is in Battle Creek at the present time, whether yourself is there, but I will write to you. Will you please to send me several of all the articles in pamphlet form that have been published of my testimonies? Can you tell me why I do not receive my book's Mount of Blessing? Why is there such a delay? If the securing cuts shall keep a book nearly 2 years after it is written, would it not be best to send the book without cuts? Time is passing into eternity, the end is near, and I say, sell the books and get them into circulation. I was very much disappointed that you did not return to this country. I hope it is God's will you will come back to this country. I have thought this a long time, but I am not able to write much for this mail. I am having serious trouble with my heart. I am greatly exhausted, but my trust is in God. Much love to you and yours, Brother Tenney. It just occurs to my mind to write to you in regard to Elder Haskell. He feels very much disturbed over the delay taking his accounts over here for settlement. He is at the present time a valuable worker. He goes deeper into Bible subjects than most of our ministers. He is one of the old hands that has served the cause of God from nearly the very first. Now I have a request to make that our brethren shall honor the old laborers in the cause of God who are doing just as efficient work as they have ever done in the former days. If it is his choice to have his bills for labor, the settling be in Battle Creek, see that his request is granted. I know again and again we have had to wait for months before we could draw from the Echo office. He has spent everything in the cause of God, he says, in the various enterprises. The work has all. And then I ask, why should he not in this matter of payment have his wish? I could not have got along unless I had received money from Elder Haskell to invest in the work here in Australia. $14,000 he has invested now here in Australia. I think that some of this I may be able sometime to pay, but all I have has been invested also, and in this missionary field such ones of us should be considered, and he has nothing at all now, only just what he is consuming in actual necessities. I wish you to make what wish you choose of this to bring about a right condition of things.